Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Coach.
I'm good, and you?
Doing well, thank you.
Coach, with such a short week, how is the difficulties of having a short week compounded with having to travel for a Thursday night game?
Well, it's obvious that a big chunk of what you normally would be doing to take advantage of your time, you're in the air. So that is one factor, I think. It's going to be compact no matter what you do, but you try to have some semblance of a normal week, even if it means you start on Monday with an in-season Wednesday. But, that's just part of playing on Thursday night. And, we just hope that we have some answers in terms of how to go about this.
How much difficult is it to prepare for a multi-dimensional quarterback like Cam Newton on a short week?
Well, it's difficult. There's no doubt. You spend all kinds of time in the off season studying and putting together schemes, and then you get a couple of regular season games and perhaps a preseason game, and you try to do the same thing, and it ends up a week like this where very little is full speed, and you may have people in position, but you really are not going to know until you get into the game, I think.
Coach, you talk about the zone read option that they run and what challenges that presents to a defense.
Well, I'm sure there are people that have documented this better than I, but obviously you've got concerns because not only are they looking to read certain individuals in your defensive front, they're also setting up other things by his reaction, not just simply whether you keep pull or pitch. So all of that comes to prevail. And when you have a couple of obvious runners, the ability of which, Williams and Stewart, I mean, it's even it even puts more pressure on you because you're not going to arm tackle those guys. And they're both fast and both capable of going the distance. And then that says nothing about the ability of guys on the outside to make you stretch the field to a full 53-1. You've got LaFell playing well and Steve Smith playing well, and the tight end has done a nice job. He really blocked well, I thought, the other day, and he's a threat as a pass receiver. So you got a complementary group of athletes that that the system that just benefit from the system.
I'm sure you had a chance to watch film of both the Panthers games. What was the difference in their run game last week compared to week one?
I think it was more diversified. I really do. I think that the execution of what their offense is able to do in the second week was quite an improvement from the first week. So I think they diversified more, and I think they executed better.
Coach, you've certainly seen it before, and last week was another example, but what is it that makes Eli so special in the fourth quarter in particular? He just seems to be able to bring you guys back time and time again.
Well, he's, first of all, his ability, the kind of person he is, the way he studies, the fact that he may make a mistake and I might be ranting and raving about it, but it doesn't get him down. He's disappointed, but he knows enough and he has enough mental toughness that he moves on to the next, the very next. He doesn't let it affect the next series, and that's a great attribute for a quarterback to, they tell stories about Johnny Unitas throwing five interceptions and winning a game, and you got to kind of have that ability to where you can put it behind you, because you can't afford not to think about what's going on in the current series or the next play or however. So he has that ability. He's so well prepared. He thinks, he studies, he knows what he wants to do out there on the field, and he knows the opponent. And that I think is the guys around him trust him and believe in him, and that's huge.
Speaking of those guys around him, one of those guys is obviously Hakeem Nicks. Obviously your approach with him right now is to be cautious, especially during practice. But how impressed are you with the comeback that he's made? Obviously 10 catches, 200 yards on Sunday. How impressed are you with his comeback?
Well, he's a competitor now, and he loves to play and compete. And for him, the opportunities that were presented, were just inspirational to the way that he played. And so you take your hat off to him. And And Hakeem is a guy who you know, rises to the occasion and makes the kind of plays such as what were made down the stretch last year, and the way he played the other day, you know, with the ability to get behind people, the ability to take a ball in the crowd, take it off of a defender, and so he you know, he really did play well the other day, and we're looking forward to much more of that.
And obviously, he's a hometown guy, Charlotte being where he's from. What do these homecoming games mean to players? Do you see a difference in players when they're playing in their home?
Well, I think whatever you can do to provide the extra incentive and motivation, you know, for a player is a huge plus. And Hakeem keeps everything under control. His personality is that way. He's very confident, and he, you know, he'll play in front of his family and friends. And of course, not that you don't do that when you play on national television, anyway. But I'm sure it'll be a something that he will look forward to doing.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys. Thank you.